Daily devotional preaching with Peter Timothy Cooper. Deuteronomy chapter 5 and verse 11. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. I'm just going to read a quote from Shakespeare. This is Juliet speaking to Romeo Montagu. 'Tis but thy name that is my enemy. Thou art thyself, though not a Montague. What's Montague? It is nor hand, nor foot, nor arm, nor face, nor any other part belonging to a man. Oh, be some other name. What's in a name? That which we call a rose by any other word would smell as sweet. And the answer is, of course, that it would smell as sweet, but you wouldn't know what you're talking about. Names in the Bible are used with care. They're used to describe what someone is like. The name that you call someone is meant to say who they are. We do this less so these days, although if I am called by a particular name, it means something different. Someone who calls me Peter knows me and understands me in a particular way. Someone who calls me Reverend Cooper thinks of me and knows me in a different way. And someone who calls me Daddy knows me in a different way. But whatever you do, don't call me Rose. And so we must use names carefully when we're talking about God, when we're using God's name, whether we're calling him Jesus, or whether we use the name Yahweh, or whether we're using the name God, when it is the name that to us means the creator of the universe, means our Savior and Lord, we need to be careful how we use it, and certainly not use it as a cuss word. Psalm 139 verse 20 says, "For they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain." You see, taking the name of the Lord your God in vain isn't simply using it wrongly as a cuss word. It also means speaking evil of God, and also speaking good things, nice things into a situation when actually judgment is required. To obey this commandment, we must be careful not to simply whitewash things by saying, oh, it's all okay with God, when things have been called out as being wrong, whatever they are in culture, in our lives, and in other people's lives. But also, equally, we must not call out things as being bad when they're not. And rather, when the Lord our God says that something is good, that we are forgiven, for example, we must believe it, because if it's in the name of God, then it's true. You have been listening to Daily Devotional Preaching, and I have been Peter Timothy Cooper. For more, head over to petertimothycooper.com, and thanks for listening. I'll be back soon.